Trick-or-treaters rounding the corner of Ash Avenue in Kenai ooh and ah as a 12-foot skeleton comes into view. On either side of the bony behemoth, inflatable Halloween characters sway in the stormy wind, set against a backdrop of orange and purple lights.
Oh, thank you! Thank you! Let me get it.
Lupin Orlob is dressed as Maleficent, the witch from Sleeping Beauty. On Sunday night, she's passing out candy from beneath a small tent outside of her house, flanked by what might be the most spirited set of decorations on the block.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. That's my favorite part. That's why I do it. So thank you.
Orlob has been doing Halloween for a while.
Oh, years, and I just get bigger and better every year, and I have no intention of stopping.
She says it's the reactions from trick-or-treaters that keeps her motivated to go all out with the decorations.
But you know what? Honestly, when the kids run around the corner and they're like, this is the one I was telling you about, you know, it just that excitement. I mean, that's why I'm out here. This is why I stay out here, you know?
Her yard is covered in inflatable tombstones and jack-o'-lanterns, plus larger-than-life versions of characters from her favorite Halloween movies. A blow-up dragon peers down at trick-or-treaters from the roof, and blinking, light-up eyes peek out from the car window. Orlob changes her setup every year, with the goal of making each year spookier and more festive than the last.
My 12-foot skeleton is my favorite this year, and he's actually going to stay up for Christmas and decorate a Christmas tree.
Aside from the skeleton, all good things must come to an end. Orlob doesn't waste time taking her decorations down.
Tomorrow. Yes. Here's the thing. The snow comes and the ice comes and it will literally ruin everything.
She's not messing around with the candy either. Each trick-or-treater gets not one candy, but a full goodie bag.
When you have this big of a display and this much, you have to come through with the candy too. So you get a full-size fun dip, lollipops, and a Sour Patch Kid that's three times the size of a normal one. Yes.
Now, she can start preparing for next year. Only 364 days left.